The fundamental problem is trust. And by that, I mean two things. I mean, one problem is I'm worried that public health and the CDC in particular, but public health in general, because this is not just the CDC. This is state health agencies which follow the CDC's lead. This is local health departments. This is even your individual doctor who's following the lead of the CDC. So I'm worried that public health will lose more trust. It's lost some trust already in recent years, but it will lose more trust by not being as candid as it ought to be about the pandemic. And it's absolutely clear to me that if they thought they could save lives by being honest, they would be. They're trying to save lives, but they're reaching a judgment that foregoes trust. In the long term, in order to get more people vaccinated in the short term. I think that's what's going on, and I think that's unwise. So that's this one sense in which trust is an issue, but the other sense in which trust is an issue is public health officials don't trust the public enough. They don't trust the public to get it. They don't trust the public that if you explain to people that we thought it was bad, and now it's looking less bad, but we're worried that it might get bad again, that people will say, "Oh, okay, I get it," and will, people can grab onto that and live with that, and there will be some people, who will say, "How dare you keep changing your mind?" But lots of people, the majority of the public, if you tell them complicated truths in an empathic, clear way, understand what you're telling them. And I think the most fundamental problem is because public health agencies don't trust the public enough, they are at risk of losing the public's trust.